Well, we're back here in Sault Ste. Marie. Basketball on a Sunday night. It's Bay College and Lake Superior State. And today is Eastern UP Day for the Bay College Norse. And Sierra Molina is here, the pride of Rudyard High School. How you doing, girl?
Good. Feeling good.
Welcome home.
I know. It feels a little bit weird.
Yeah. Tell me about this this place and coming here to the Sioux. I mean, we get off on the bus and you're like, oh, yeah, that there used to be a Walmart. That used to, you know, so it's weird being home.
Yeah, it was. We pulled into Sioux, and I was like, oh, gosh, this is going to be tough. Kind of makes me sad a little bit, but got to play through it. And I know I miss my family, but it's just something I have to do. So.
Now, you're from Rudyard, but obviously Rudyard's real close here. And if you live in Rudyard, you go to the Sioux when you want to, you know, go shopping or whatever.
Yeah, we go to the Sioux probably once a week with my family when I was in high school. And we always had to come here to get groceries. And I think I came to a couple of girls' games before. It's a huge gym, and it echoes a lot, so we're going to have to get used to that out of team today.
Okay, so when you live over here in the Eastern UP, do you go across to Canada all the time, or do you stay in the Sioux, Michigan here?
No, my mom doesn't like to leave this area, so we just stay here.
No trips across the bridge to go to those malls, right?
No, none of those.
Well, you know what? I was talking to Marcus Harris because he's going to be on in the boys' game for halftime because he's from Brimley, right?
Yes, Marcus. Oh, Marcus.
Yeah, he did a good interview. And so, but we were talking about... he was home over the Christmas break when the power went out over here. That must have been really, really rough.
Luckily, ours wasn't out for that long, and we were in the Sioux during some of it, and their power was still on, so we didn't have to go through much. I think we were out for 7 hours, but we were only home for 3 or 4, so ours wasn't that bad, but I couldn't imagine. Some people were out for 3-4 days, so that would be really awful.
And a lot of snow. A lot of people were shoveling a lot of snow over here during the Christmas break.
I hate the snow. I don't know why I live here.
So have you ever played on this floor before?
Actually, it was during my 8th grade summer. One of our point guards for our high school team got hurt, Taylor Bittner, and I had to come fill in for her, and it was super scary because I was 8th grade playing on varsity team as a scrimmage, and you just kind of have to find that groove, so hopefully I can find it here again today.
Well, what about being able to, you know, play, you know, family won't have to drive 3 hours to come see you. They're right here. You're going to have a lot here?
Yeah, we kind of switched roles here when we had me drive however many hours, and they only got to drive 20 minutes. I think my high school basketball team, some of my old teammates are coming today too, so I'm so excited to see everyone in my fam.
Yeah, how's that going to make you feel to see the? I mean, because you don't get to see all of them.
Yeah, no, it is sad, and I'm very, like, I'm a homebody, I'm a home person, so it's going to be kind of sad to leave, but hopefully I can see them during the summertime.
And, well, yeah, you'll be able to, but, you know, this is really, you know, it's against the JV team, so you don't know how that's going to go. You don't know which girls are going to be out there for them, but are you excited about the chance to play on this floor?
Oh, heck yeah. I'm so excited. Anytime I play any kind of game, my adrenaline just starts running, and it all just comes rushing back to me. Everything feels good, so hopefully today we all do good.
Well, and, you know, with so many girls hurt right now, you know your role, you're going to have to play even more minutes like you did against Gogebic the other day, right?
That felt pretty good. It, in a way, it makes me feel like I'm stepping up and taking on roles that people didn't necessarily think I could. So it feels kind of good, but I really hope that all of our team gets healthy because we need as many people as we can for a national tournament.
I forgot to ask you, after the Alpena game, what that triple felt like down there at the end, because it ended up being the game-winning shot for us.
Honestly, I was sitting on the bench, and I was thinking, oh, Haley's going to hit it. She hasn't hit yet, but I know that it's going to be her. She's going to hit, and it's going to be during, like, a huge moment. And I went in, and I hit it, and I was honestly surprised, but I was just so happy for the team that we finally clicked at that moment, and Madison had a good game, so shout-out to her. And for the rest of the team for playing through it, because we had it was a tough game, but we pulled through. So
yeah, sure did. And Gogebic, you know, they kept coming back too, so you guys have had to battle a lot lately.
I feel like we're battling ourselves half the time. We come out and we're just like so dead beat, tired and off the bus, which is not good, but I'm pretty certain that our team always comes together and pulls through for Coach Rob. So
okay, so Sierra, what are you studying here at Bay College?
I'm studying business.
You are indeed. And I'll let you give a shout out then to, well, everybody in Chippewa County, Mackinac County, maybe even a couple of friends on the Canadian side of the border.
I don't know anyone that's Canadian.
Okay. Okay.
But I'd like to shout out to all my fam that's coming today and my high school team, and good luck with the rest of their season.
All right. Well, good luck to you today, and I'll make sure my camera's ready to go in case you get that big three again.
Thanks.
Okay. Sierra Molina, everybody, the pride of Rudyard High School, a homecoming for her as she comes here to Lake Superior State and plays some basketball tonight. Marcus Harris will be on at halftime of our men's game as he also is having a homecoming. Bay College and Lake Superior State straight ahead next on Maverick 106.